Thank you. Good morning, congregation. Greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
They do that in Africa. First of all, a thank you to all of you. You have been a supportive and encouraging and engaged church here at Church on Vogel, which is especially meaningful for me because I attended this church when I was a teenager, and that was about 105 years ago. So... And it was very different. We used to meet through there. So it is a pleasure to be back with you. It's a pleasure to hear you sing. And it's a pleasure to hear at least one song that we sing in Zambia as well. We praise the name of the Lord our God. Limapela, I'm sure many of you heard what I've said, so I don't want to repeat and get you all bored. But we've got about 800 kids in two schools. And I think we've got some images here shortly. 800 kids in two schools, and our focus is providing education in poor communities. So, in fact, I think if God gives you a ministry which is difficult, he very often doesn't reveal everything in advance. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it, would you? And that certainly happened to us. We've got a budget of about 200,000 New Zealand dollars a year these days, which is a bit frightening. But thank you for your support. Some of you, quite a few of you, support children. I just want to mention that because that's our bread and butter. First of all, a question for you. How many of you go to the cafe to have coffee during the week, weekends, whatever? Anybody? Just raise your hand if you do. You see? Now, I went and met Sefton and Claire Marshall for coffee yesterday morning, and I was struck going down that George Street. Every second place seems to be a cafe. We live in a cafe culture, really, these days. It's changed, hasn't it? Now, when you pay for your coffee, and you can go to sleep now if you've heard me say this. When you pay for your coffee, what does it cost you? Okay, and then you don't just have coffee. You have a muffin. Or something else is bad for your health, don't you? And then what's the total cost? You spent $10 for sure on yourself for coffee, and you go with a friend, so there's 20. Now, our sponsorship rates per month to sponsor one child, to cover the education for one child for a month, is 35 for a month, not each time you go for coffee. 35 per month. So I just encourage you to think about that. And I keep saying, I make a joke of it, but in fact, if you sponsor one of our children, you'll still have coffee. You won't stop. You'll still go for coffee and you'll enjoy your friend. And you'll have a muffin, maybe two. And you might spend an hour there. So I'm just contrasting that. It's a little thing in your life with a big thing for a child in Zambia where they can actually have access to good schooling and be educated for a year. So I want to encourage you with that. Here's some images of our children here. We have, as I say, 800. There's Zambia, can you see? Just go back there, could you, to that map? Because a lot of people don't know that Africa has 54 independent nations. Zambia's in the middle there. Population of about 18 million, it's probably 20 million now. And the population continues to grow. The sad part of it is that children don't get the opportunities that your children get here in New Zealand. Everything is provided by the welfare state. It's a wonderful thing. And Zambia has aimed at that, but really falls rather short. And if they don't have any means to go to school, well, they hang around the compounds and villages and don't. Thank you. I'll just go through the various programs that we run so that you know. First of all, we've got Limapela Cedric School. This school we bought when we first started in 2009, and we bought it from a farmer who had started it out of the goodness of his own heart, and we've been running it ever since, trying to bring it up to the sorts of standards which you and your children and your grandchildren might enjoy. I pushed that because my children went to good schools, so why should these children we serve go to anything less than a good school? And some people have this notion, well, they only come from the compound, they come from poor communities, so yeah, this building will do. No, we try to make sure we provide for them as best we can to the same standards that you enjoy here in New Zealand. We don't quite reach it, but that's our aim. You've always got to aim. If you don't have an aim, you'll miss it every time. So that's the Limapela Cedric School. Then we have another school which we look after for another community. the Luyando Community School, about 380 children in the school, desperately poor community, and they get some help from the government, which is great. It's not very much, but it helps. For my sins, I am a musician. Any musicians here? Don't go into it. You never make any money out of music, let me tell you that. The Kafukumba Singers, I started back some years ago, and we were just singing as a church choir, and then we realized that they were pretty good, so we got invited out to sing elsewhere. And can you imagine, these children come to the compound, they don't have anything much in their lives at all to interest them, excite them, and you can see when they get into a uniform and they can stand in front of a church or a group or a school. In fact, recently we sang at the local game lodge for Christmas dinner, and that was a great experience for them. And to have that experience of singing to other people, showing what they can do as a really good choir, and also the fellowship and the support that they get as members of that choir. About 30 kids in that choir. So we have another program called the Onesimus Scholarship Program. This is for young people who have gone through school, and they come from very poor homes, but they're clever, clever. Any clever people here? Where are young people? Are they here? Have we got young people in this church? Teenagers? Okay. So these are kids who are desperate to go to college or university, but they've got no money. So we run this. It was started one of our trustees years ago, and each program is tailored to the student concern, so some get more than others. We've just taken on a young lad who got himself, he was one of our pupils at Lima Pela, and he got into university to do an engineering degree all of his own. He's an orphan. And when you're an orphan, you really don't have anything at all. And he wanted to join this program to get some support. He got a bursary. That means we don't have to pay his fees. So there's some things about Zambia that are improving. And so we got a sponsor for him, and he's helped with his living expenses, food and board at the college, and clothing and so forth. Now, in that picture there, we have, just second to the left, I want to point him out. His name is Mavuto, second from the left. Mavuto is member. It's actually not. It's Chichewa for trouble. Ladies, don't... don't call your mother your child trouble. That's a bad idea. But they often do call their children by appropriate names. And his name is Trouble, Mavuto. He's very clever. One day he came to me at school. He was one of our pupils, and he came to school hobbling on his friend's shoulder, and he said, "Mr. Raymond, please help me." Now, that's stuck in my mind all these years, because if somebody says to you, "Please help me," they need help. Not so. So I said, "Well, whatever's wrong." Well, he turned out he had a compound. Well, not a compound. It's a compression fracture of the hip. And they found that out eventually. But he could hardly walk. Now, that was the beginning of our journey with Mavuto. He'd already been at our school for some years. And it turned out he was very clever. So he's received some sponsorship to go on to secondary. And now he's got into medical school. He wants to be a doctor. Straight A passes. And I'm mentioning him because we're looking for a sponsor to look after this boy. I am sure he's going to succeed. He says, "My family can put together about 12,000 kwacha," which is not a huge figure in New Zealand dollars. And I was happy with that, because if the family can do something, that's a start, isn't it? And so he said, he needs a laptop. I've got him a laptop, because the sponsor in Auckland paid for that. Because students these days need a laptop. When I went to university, it was a different story. Anyway, Mavuto is ready to go. He's already traveled to Lusaka, and he's waiting for us. This is what we call living by faith. When you have a job, do you live by faith? You actually do, because you might get up in the morning and break your leg, and you can't go to work. So you are living by faith. You have faith that you'll get to work. So I think all of our life is a life of faith. But for some, it seems to be a bigger leap of faith than others. So let's pray for Mavuto there on the left. The girl on the far left is just finishing a course in electrical engineering. The girl in the middle, second from the right, is at secondary school. Also a very bright student, and she's under our Onesimus funding as well. And the girl on the far right is also studying medicine. She's reached her third year now. To study medicine in Zambia costs about 12,000, I think I estimate that correct, 12,000 New Zealand dollars for the whole course. Now, it's a huge figure for us, but some have said, oh, is that all? What does it cost you to study medicine in New Zealand? You see? So, and we've been very fortunate. God has provided sponsors to take on these people who are paying all these costs, and it's a wonderful thing to see. So if you'd like to think about supporting that, Mavuto especially, he's the one we're looking for funding for. I run, believe it or not, 5 days a week. I'm not very fast, but I do it for my health. And one day some boys came from the choir, and they wanted to greet me. And I said, look, it's 5 o'clock. I'm off for my run. Can we talk later? Or you can run with me if you want. And they said, oh, yes, we'll run with you. So these two boys ran with me, and I'd do about 3 kilometers. And then we had a drink, and we got back. The next day, they brought two or three more. The following day, they brought two or three more. This has been going for a couple of years now, but the last 2-3 weeks before I left, 32 boys and girls. I wasn't looking for this. Because when I run, I meditate and think and pray and just enjoy the bush. And here now I've got all these kids running with me. And sometimes God does this. He taps you on the shoulder and says, wait a minute, there's something else. And if you had planned it, you wouldn't have done it because you would say, oh, this isn't my thing. But God says, yes, it is your thing. And you take it on and you look after these kids. And we realize that they're looking for companionship. They're looking for a father figure. They're looking for a sheltered environment. They come to run as well. And they like the snack at the end with the drink. Boy on the far left, he told me that his mother had had a stroke, so they were in a bit of a bad way. He said, I'm not going to school. And I said to him, well, why aren't you going to school? He said, because I don't have my uniform. You can't go to school in Zambia without a uniform. So I put that out to supporters, and they said, oh, we'll pay for his uniform. I think it was 89 New Zealand dollars. Was it late in 89? What do you pay for a uniform here? A lot more than that, I think. 89 New Zealand dollars, trousers, 2 shirts, sweater, shoes, etc. And the sponsor said, oh, is that all? We'll pay for another uniform for somebody else. So the little things that you can do, Jesus talked about the cup of cold water. You've read that, haven't you? If you do that in his name, it's a small thing. It's a very small thing. The cost of the sponsorship, for example, is the cost of your coffee every now and again. It's a small thing, but you will be truly blessed through that, and so these children will be as well. Thank you. Compassion. The whole thing is compassion. All that we do is compassion. I'm struck by how many people in this world don't have any sense of compassion at all. Compassion means to suffer with. You suffer, you see somebody suffering, and you bear it in your heart, and that's what compassion is. And we have many individual kids who are not in our schools who we look after privately in the way that we can, personally, so that they can be helped. The girl on the far right, her name is Cleopatra. She's been with us. She calls us mum and dad now. She's 23, actually, and we're trying to get her on the road to life. She's learned how to sew. Alison has been teaching her. And it is super to see these kids grow up and develop, but there are very few opportunities for employment, so we have an uphill battle to get them into jobs and future where they can be properly sustained. Medical. We didn't think about that when we began Limapela. We only thought about the education. But when you have 800 kids, you might have quite a few medical needs. The girl on the far left got very badly burned. Her clothing caught alight and very nearly died. And it was super to see her nursed back to health. Very badly scarred, but she has returned to school. And so on. The girl on the right just had malaria. That continues to be a huge problem, malaria, every week somewhere in amongst the children you work with. Building and infrastructure. We've got a building going on at the moment, and if you just advance to the next slide, I think you'll see that. You can't be teaching under the trees. Oh, that's income generation. We'll skip over that because I'm running out of time here. Yes, here we go, top left-hand corner. We needed 3 more classrooms for our primary department, and we've been provided with the funding for it, and it's going ahead. hope when I get back we finish it off and get it in use by May. It's hard work. Any builders here? You can come and join us. It's fine. We'll be glad to see you. So there's the overview and some points for prayer. So thanks for listening to that. And if you have any further interest in that and would like to support and or pray for in whatever ways you can, we appreciate it very much. Church on Vogel.